Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Getting in Treble with Maticus and Ian. I'm Ian.
And I'm Maticus the Bliss.
Yeah, like that fucker. Anyway, Getting in Treble is a new show, radio slash podcast show that we decided to come up with and start doing, to where we basically give a pedestal to the talented motherfuckers that are hiding in the shadows of your local dive bar. You might hear them while you're over here fucking getting a beer, but they're out here putting their fucking heart and soul into all of this. So we want to put it out there and let you guys really get a taste for it.
Really, it's the show done by you, for you, with you, and to you. We deliver it, and they put it out. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you guys get into the groove or the notes. Take it away.
Yeah. So for our first song, you know, you got to get in a little bit of like fucking like self-promo, shameless self-promo and beating our own meat. Gross. But we're going to start off with Daddy's Girl from Those Damn Kids.
Double gross.
You might recognize the lead singer from the guy who's been talking to you the last few minutes while we've been on. So yeah, this is Daddy's Girl by Those Damn Kids.
Grew up to be a doll.
That was Daddy's Girl by Those Damn Kids. Dude, that, like, in all honesty, that felt like so awesome. Like, I was like, Scissors, like, I'm a radio guy. But yeah. So one of my favorite things, like, about this track really is the, not only the slow build that you guys did with this, that I think is just one of the tasty bits about this song, but also is like, what I love is the falsetto that you use intermixed throughout the song. Was that a specific choice that you wanted to do with that, man?
Honestly, I was really, really, really going through a Manson phase. And so everything in this song was unintentional. In fact, the song isn't even how I pictured or wanted it to go initially, but the way we started playing it and pop it off, because, you know, just a little context and background, me and Skylar pride ourselves on call it ourselves. You know, like how there's method actors, you know, we pride ourselves on being method performers. So everything we write is in the moment. You see it as you get it. And and anybody who's been to Those Damn Kids show, especially in the beginning days, know that a lot of the stuff we write is pure in the moment, to the point where they'll see a song like Daddy's Girl done in like four different ways. You know what I'm saying? So Daddy's Girl, ironically, the way it came to studio, shout out Jimmy and Amplified Wax in Spokane, Washington. The way it panned out, just actually, it kind of just all came together. And originally, shout out Alex Massey, he used to be the drums on it, and he used to have this very corn, and I remember because when we first wrote it, he came up and he was just like, I've got this corn beat in my head that I would love to fucking apply, kind of with the same kind of attitude of like, we will rock you. And I was like, that's cool, okay? Because that not only shows the transformation of the 3-4 beat, but the simple fucking do-do-ga, do-do-do-do-ga, what it could do, you know what I'm saying? And so,
hell yeah.
So basically, in short, no, Daddy's Girl, it came from different variations of songs, but I liked how the shock rock of, you know, new metal and stuff. I liked how they did the build-ups and how it was always really quiet and crisp, and then it just blew up and popped off on stage, you know. And so that's kind of how I went in with Daddy's Girl. And a lot of the album for Beautiful Chaos and everything that came after that was just kind of, how can I apply the wave, you know what I mean, to the song, kind of like a soccer stadium, so... You kind of pretty much hit it on the nail there with the pop off and all that.
Hell yeah. Now, this next song I know is a song that is very close to you. It's close to all of us. Because the band that we're about to showcase is Bored With Fire. Shout out to Bored With Fire. They're still an active band right now with their new female front. Powerful vocals, killing it as usual. But our man Shane Devlin, who is originally on guitars and vocals for the band, fucking may he rest in peace. Did you want to give a little background into this song before we press play on Altruistic Truth, man?
Yeah, first off, shout out to everybody on Bored With Fire, including all the original members as well, too. And shout out to the newer members and, you know, everything they do. And the fact that they're on Allegedly Records, that's pretty fucking sick and stellar, too. You know, they're really cool people. Shane and I was fortunate enough. Shane was pretty much like a mentor to me in the beginning days. Like, we played their first show with them. We closed their first show, I believe. And the way they played on stage, man, it was so electrifying. I genuinely thought that they had been around forever, you know. They just had this, like, black flag kind of suicidal tendencies kind of thing about them that I fucking loved. And Shane pulled me aside that night and just a fucking, first off, wild character, man. Such a good-hearted person, and, you know, I'm glad I was able to call him my best friend in the times that I got to know him for the short time that I did. But yeah, man, he hit me up one day just out of texting out of nowhere and said, hey man, I've got this song that I want to do, and I'm doing the music video for it, and I think you're the perfect actor to be the main character. And when he sent me the script, you know, long story short, you got to check it out at YouTube, Board of Fire, YouTube.com, you know, Altruistic Truth. But essentially, it's a guy who's getting lost in the sauce and, you know, just kind of throwing away his love for, you know, the party lifestyle and all that. And when I read it, I was like, oh, dude, this is me. And it was pretty
that me,
you know, it was pretty on the net. So I was like, whoa, you read my life. But it was pretty fucking on the nail. And so, you know, I got the privilege of being able to play in this video. And it was an honor. It was a privilege. I had the best time hanging out with the boys and in that. And also, you know, I don't know anybody who knows this, but still frames are fucking hard to do, man. Like, if you actually take the time to go out after this, and link will be in the bio for everybody's stuff, but if you go watch the video, like the last 30 seconds of filming of me laying there in the midst of my demise was the hardest fucking thing I have to do, because, you know, Shane was a goober and he would fucking be making faces and gotta keep the face.
You know, yeah, gotta love that band.
Me too.
Without further ado, everyone, we've been talking about it. Here is Altruistic Truth by Board of Fire off of their EP Red.
Was easy. Hating me was never altruistic from the start. Build you up, you break me down again. Decades of your dreaming. Another day I procrastinated from the start. Push you away and pack my bags again. Say goodbye to me. A long road will take you far away. Nightmare in a dream. Wish this could have been a different day. When I
We just finished up with Altruistic Truth by Board of Fire.
Cool thing about those guys, man, is they helped us start our festival. Shout out Empire Alt Fest back in the day when we first started it. And not to mention, there was a time there where we were it was between us and a couple other bands, but we were like the powerhouses running around in Spokane, causing a fucking muck. It was always, you know, Bored with Fire, Lust for Glory, shouts out Lust for Glory, Color Flies, shouts out Color Flies, and a couple other really good bands, you know. And it was fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Man, so one of the things I fucking love about that song is not only did I fucking, when I first started listening to Bored with Fire, I fell in love with Shane's voice. Fucking,
yeah.
That man had a voice for fucking garage pop punk.
My boy's got
but that bite. Song specifically. That song specifically, every time I listen to it, I have a flashback to just fucking 13-year-old me, fucking PS2. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
I was literally just gonna say it's got that Pro Skater 2 vibe, bro. It's
yeah,
a
dude,
lot of their stuff.
I listening to that song, I see me on my fucking little gamer chair, the one that was fucking horrible for all of our backs. We all know the one.
Dude,
and
you know,
just fucking sitting there with my little Slim Jim guy on the fucking skateboard, and I just hear Altruistic Truth playing in my head as I'm fucking seeing that image.
You know what's funny is when I first met Shane and I first met Bored with Fire, they were talking about how we remind them of like a younger Gonzo punk is how he described it, and he said something else along the lines of like a Black Flag, Annie Flag kind of Henry Rollins esque days, Suicidal Tendencies vibe kind of thing. And I was like, "Guy, dude, you guys remind me of like Social Distortion and what else did I say?" And fucking with the blankest look on his face, he looks at me and goes, "Oh, that's cool. I fucking hate Social Distortion, man." And I felt so mad where I was like, I fucking loved them, so I don't know what your beef with Social is, but."
You're just like upset.
Triggered.
Triggered. That is too funny. Yeah, but that is just classic fucking pop skate punk to a T. I love Bored with Fire. Fucking ever since I fucking first listened to them, I've always been interested and intrigued. God, I fucking choked up right there on seeing what they would be doing next, because not only is it a talented group of individuals, but also it's like, I love the route they're taking now of the female fronted, and she is a powerhouse of a vocalist as well.
Yeah. They're all out here really putting a number in the game, man. They're fucking, I have nothing but utter respect for them, especially to continue on after something as rough like that. Like, I have utter respect for them.
The passing of not only like your front man, but also your guitarist at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to recover from.
Yeah.
While doing it also respectfully.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's fucking
our
rough.
Next. Yeah. Fucking our next, not to bring it too down, everyone. Our next track is from yet another powerhouse of a band up in Spokane, Washington. Right now, these guys are like the ones in Spokane. Like, if you're going to go catch a show of a Spokane local, you're most likely going to see these guys on the lineup or their show, the Nixon Rodeo, with their song Casualty. Do you have anything to say about this, man?
Yeah, man, when I first moved to Spokane, man, I met this girl that I was talking to for a little bit, like a one-night stander, you know, young buck, mad kiss the bliss out there just looking for love and love machine fucking thing. Anyways, first thing she even says to me, man, is like, you gotta hear this band called Nixon Rodeo, and at the time they had this song called Downfall, which was, it's still a bop to this day, I'll listen to it, and, whenever I listen to it, I still fall in love with it like I did when I first heard it. And I saw them at the Knitting Factory about like 12 years ago now. And No, it's probably about a good, like, 9 years ago now, because you got to account for after, or, like, it was, like, sophomore year or something like that. So, any Hoosiers, fucking, we go, I meet them and all this other shit. Fast forward to the summer, and Ethan, the drummer, he wanted a ride to Warped Tour, and a different gal, because, again, Maddie was fishing for love, fucking different gal I was seeing. We were heading to Warped Tour that weekend with a buddy of mine, ironically. So we picked up Ethan, and Ethan came with us. And that was a fucking weekend for a different episode, maybe to the After Hours with Maddie podcast. Oh, yeah, we'll follow our other one. Anyways.
Hey, oh, cross promotion.
Cross promotion. Yeah, so, yeah, fast forward, long story short, me and Ethan kind of got close for a little bit. We became buddies, and it's kind of full circuit funny how we're both in bands in Spokane now, and we've played two shows now on the same bill, but at different times, and have never watched each other since then because we're both busy boys, and it's okay. Still fucking love them. Like, it's just, it's a wild fucking full circle of a world. You know what I'm saying? So I have a personal love for these guys because I went from being a fan to playing alongside them. So that's pretty fucking cool. All
right. So without further ado, everyone, here is Casualty by the Nixon Rodeo.
Finally happy.
was Casualty by the Nixon Rodeo. And I hate to say it, but I know, because I know I already mentioned another video game, but yet again, another one where, like, this is one where I could totally see it. You know, remember in about mid-2000s, the EA Sports games, like the NASCAR, the football, like the NFL, where they'd have, like, some, like, good bangers just hidden on there, like fucking Diary of Jane from Breaking Benjamin and shit like that. Sick. I could totally hear it being on one of those soundtracks. As well as also fucking hardcore, just early mid-2000s Warped Tour sound. Fucking, like, not like the main stages where you'd be getting, like, the Bring Me the Horizon fucking Count Your Blessings days where it was just, whew! But, goddamn, do the Nixon Rodeo go hard. Like, I gotta say, fucking one of the biggest things I gotta regret is the fact that I have not seen them live yet. Like, I gotta be in town one of these days when they're doing a show.
Nixon puts on one hell of a fucking show. I fucking love watching them play. Again, Ethan and Brent, the things they do in that band, it's fucking amazing. They're fucking phenomenal ass musicians. They've always given me like an early Killswitch meets like early The Used, yes. and you know, the stories are 4 years, Four Strong, and you know, Comeback Kid. It gives me kind of all that early punk beats, fucking early like
metalcore heavy, like, yeah, that early metalcore sound.
Yeah, where it's a mix between both. You know what I mean? I hate to say it like this because they have way more talent than this band, but I also have to give my kudos to Bo Beacon. But it reminds me of what Bless the Fall was trying to do. You know,
I hear it. Yeah,
it's dope though. Yeah. I like it. I have respects for both bands. No diss being thrown to any of them. You know what I mean? But it definitely reminds me of old school Bless the Fall.
It's just fucking solid fucking track. It's solid definitely track. Like as we just said, fuck, definitely it gives you that metalcore feel.
Yeah.
It gives you that warm hug. It's just like, yeah, pop this on your way to Warped Tour.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's just like, this is the throwdown pregame song.
Absolutely.
To go into Warped Tour.
Absolutely.
Talking, going into a throwdown song. Our next artist, Owls and Fucking Aliens. God damn it, dude. Can you fucking talk about a track that brings it, and like brings it in multiple genres? Like, in this recent album that they put out, I think it was last year, 2022 was the album release. That album alone has, it's altogether a metal album, but like there are instances where like you're getting nowadays metal. There's instances where you're getting a little feel of like some of that like fucking 80s metal, fucking 90s metal. Like, fucking goddamn it, I love these guys. They're talented motherfuckers. The fact that we're getting them to come out on Roadshow, like the entirety of Roadshow with us, is so fucking amazing. Their fucking tour that they're going on starting this month, I think it's like in like a week or so, they go on tour. And I mean, goddamn, these guys are seriously fucking killing it in the game. And I can't wait for more people to hear these guys and start following these guys. You know?
Yeah, these guys do it like the 90s, man. Like, I haven't seen anybody do it like them. They do it how, you know, I wish my own band would fucking do it, but I understand circumstances. Like, these guys, some of the nicest, hardworking, fucking most down-to-earth people I've ever fucking met. And these guys, like a couple other guys on this list that we're doing tonight, they really put themselves out there, man. And they just came off of a tour to jump on another tour to do before they jump on our tour with us. Like, that's what I mean by these motherfuckers be grinding.
Yep.
Ew. But yeah, yeah, dude, fucking, I'm super excited. Sorry, there was something on my desk here, and, yeah, these guys are fucking, I fucking love them.
Yeah, this song, You Can't Save Everyone, from their recent album, the last album that they just put out, fucking, they're pretty sure they got a music video for this up on YouTube. Go run it up if you want to go fucking check it out. Owls and Aliens, You Can't Save Everyone. God damn. Fucking Owls and Aliens.
Oh, fuck. Man, dude. And they're even better fucking live, man. Like, talk about having a mix between, like, Ask Alexandria, fucking Killswitch, fucking, like, Miss May-Eyed. Like, you just got elements from every fucking direction, from Prague to fucking, you know, metalcore, post-deathcore.
And fucking, I gotta give a shout-out.
You got it all, baby. And if you want it all,
I gotta give a shout-out to fucking Dakota on drums and fucking Trav on the guitar. That face-melting solo that you just heard. Ha, ha, ha. And then also just... Oh, I know.
Dustin's goddamn vocals, man. Goddamn vocals. The boy can wail. And we protect our Jeffy.
Must
we love
protect.
Our little Jeffy.
Must protect.
He's our favorite guitarist. He's one of our favorites. Next guy. We must protect Jeffy. We keep Jeffy. We keep... That's my boo. Okay? The first show we played with them out I think it was at the fucking Dipper for our debut show there. Not our debut, but our debut at the Dipper. I'm pretty sure it was their show. They were traveling through on a tour, and we played with them in Ocean's 8 Alaska or something like that. No, not Ocean's 8 Alaska.
Was what it was.
Ashes
yes.
of Adonis.
And Counting the Fallen. It was all of you guys on that bill.
Yeah, we play with those guys. Yeah. We met all our boys in one area. It was awesome. It was almost as cool as like one of the next bands coming up here soon after another one of my favorites. Like, it was pretty sick.
Owls and Aliens, seriously, it's a fucking treat every time. Like, I have them in so many of my playlists, and it's a treat every time that they pop up in my playlist. Like, god damn it, fucking, and going from one talented fucking set of individuals that are fucking good friends of ours to another fucking extremely talented set of individuals from fucking over in Portland, fucking Soulsworn Finn. Goddamn, these guys, like, if you are looking for fucking some garage fucking punk rock in your face, like, this is the fucking shit for you. Because, goddamn it, there's fucking Steven, Josh, and... Oh, God, I always forget the other guy. Oh, fuck. Help me. Cody.
You can never forget about Cody, okay?
That's just my, like, that's my fucking dude. Cody's name on, always just drifts away right when I'm looking for it. Fucking these guys.
Well, it's come on, dude. It's just the sweet
life.
Oh,
man. M or FM? fucking these guys, seriously, they are fucking killer. So without further ado, I've been kind of like fucking sucking their dick for the last minute. Fucking here's Soulsworn Finn, Kill Your TV, from their last EP, their first EP, Kill Your TV.
You do easily propagated for the things you do. When you get tired of the anger and the strife and get inspired by the fires in your life, turn the heat up. No, there's no place to worry. To be one of the used, 'cause if you give an inch, you're sure to be abused. An open mind will clear confusion up, I bet. Make a decision or forever you
turn it off. Now there's no place while we burn the street out with commercial breaks. Let the puppets entertain, flashing on your little screen. Or
Souls Worn Finn will kill your TV. Woo-wee. Which, by the way, every single time I listen to this song, can't help but to for like the next like 5 minutes afterwards, just at random points in time, just go kill your TV, kill your TV, kill your TV. You know, that shit just goes.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. I've had a couple drinks with that guy, those guys, and I've always been too afraid to ask Steven what makes him so mad at TVs that he wants to kill his TV. But no, for all jokes aside, those guys are fucking super down. The whole team of Souls Went In is super down to earth. They do so much for their community and our community and helping bands around them as well. Like, I fucking love those guys, and anytime we end up doing stuff with them, like, it's just fucking awesome, and I love hanging out with them. Like, they really bring it, and fucking, yeah, they remind me of old school Foo Fighters, yeah, in Nirvana, yeah, if it was a collective power band together.
Dude, yes. Fucking, and another thing about these guys, if you want to catch them live, fucking, you can catch them. They have a show coming up on August 25th at the Cascade Bar and Grill. That is over in Portland, I think, or either in Washington, if I remember correctly. It's in Vancouver, Washington. It's on August 25th. And then after that, you can catch them with us over on the Altfest Roadshow, either at the Vegas date or the Portland date. On Vegas is September 9th, and Portland is September 15th. And I definitely recommend any show you can catch these guys at. Definitely go see it. Like, they are just worth whatever ticket price is for whatever the show is. Like, even if they're opening up for, like, fucking Danzig or something, they're worth whatever the ticket price is alone. Fucking Danzig could sit the fuck down for all I care.
Yeah, they fucked with Rise Against, man.
Yeah, they opened up for Rise Against and got a shout out on stage from Rise Against. Fucking, yeah, that's how you know.
I'm not, I'm not jealous.
Right? Cool. It's just like, I'm not pissed off that they got a shout out from Tim. It's just like, it's whatever. It's yeah. whatever. You know, it's whatever at this point in time. Now, this next band, yeah, I'm going to fucking pass the mic over to my boy, Maddie, because the boys have had the pleasure of playing with these guys. And I've just started getting into them as hard as they are. Fucking, they're awesome. They're a great band. But Maddie and the boys, they know them so much more than I do, and they love them hardcore, and I can fucking understand why. Maddie, to introduce our next hardcore band. Go for it, man.
Yeah, man, this next band's called Kind Eyes. I fell in love with these guys. We did a tour out in Vegas. Our first tour we did, and we played a bar called Double Down, and they were kind enough to take us on. And we were completely out of our element. Like, they were much heavier. They were like pure hardcore punk, which I love. And we're a little bit more experimental for those who don't know who we are. It was just a pleasure to watch them. And little did I know that their lead singer is actually a renowned TikTok influencer by the name of Murphy, or Kill Murphy on TikTok. He's changed his name a few different mm-hmm. times. But yeah, these guys are sick. I love that they are standing up for their beliefs and writing songs in their own ways. And it's also, they've got this other classical 2008 thing to them where all their members play in different bands. So like their other bands played with us too that night. And I can't remember the names off the top of my head right now, but it was very interesting to watch all these members switch positions and switch instruments and do all these crazy things. But Kind Eyes was the one that stood out to me because their fucking message, as the title of the song says, like, I don't know, just take it away, man. Like that, like their stuff is a little bit heavier for those who ain't used to it, but you know what? As Kind Eyes would say, sit down and shut up. Let's go.
All right. Fuck a Proud Boy by Kind Eyes featuring Unity TX. Talk about getting absolutely fucking filthy up in here.
Yeah, it really brings back the old school hardcore, scene, and it's I love watching what these guys are doing out there in Southern California. Like, they're killing it.
Yeah, dude, they fucking just every time I've been listening to every track I've been checking out from them as I've been starting my journey into listening to them and shit and getting into them, just every single time I can't help but to get that stank face on and to just get that fucking just like hunkered down, like bend over, like fucking start just fucking banging, you know.
Yeah, you know, the hardcore scene has a very soft spot in my heart. I've always been influenced by it. It's kind of what got me into a lot of stuff that I'm in, aside from the classic punk, you know. And the hardcore scene just brings it, and Kind Eyes is a huge advocate in that aspect for just that. They bring that sound. They got the heavy. They do them backyard shows. Like, you know, it's really cool stuff. You guys got to check them out. And I can never give enough props to those guys. Yeah. And, you know, the fact that we were able to share a stage with them, I feel blessed. It's amazing.
And like, also, I got to say, fucking tight. They are a tight band. Like, there didn't sound like anything that wasn't supposed to be there and wasn't played at exactly the correct fucking time.
Very. They remind me of them old school 08 bands that would do them like barely 20 second songs, but they were always tight, fast together, and you know, it was just insane. What a time. And these guys bring it back.
Hell yeah, man. Well, the next song is by the Rage Tones. Me and Maddie, we know the guys in the Rage Tones pretty well. We've been trying to get something set up with all of us to do, but it's been proven to be a little bit of a hassle with our schedules. But at one point in time, you will see TDK doing something with the Rage Tones. These guys are amazing. They are they're a rock band that also does that goes along the lines of emo sad boys sometimes. That's fucking awesome. They got a fucking saxophone player in their band. And that's just awesome to pull out the fadadle days. It's just like, ooh.
Yeah, they've got some ska elements to them. They've got them indie, you know, Tegan and Sarah kind of vibes. Like,
yeah,
they've got some pretty they're some pretty dope people, you know, and they're really gnarly and, you know, fun people to be around. I love Jesse and Aaron and all of those cats, you know. I just love watching. I feel like I'm on a broken record of just saying I love watching these artists, but it's true. That's why we're doing this whole podcast, you know. It's watching all these guys just blossom and come to their own and, you know, do what they do in love without asking for anything in return. Talk about another band that whines and grinds, you know. Like, they're always on the road, always on the move, always doing something crazy. And,
yeah, and at the same time, Jesse is running a full-time anime business. He runs a fucking shop over in Pueblo, Colorado. If you guys are ever rolling through, definitely roll through to his shop. I'll have the anime shop's Facebook page listed in the description for anyone to go through so they can help support like an awesome small business bringing artwork and anime that to the masses in an area where there's not a lot of places to be able to get that shit. Now, with this track, especially from what we just listened to, this is a very big departure, guys. Hang with us. There's a reason why it's on here. Fucking all of us, we can't stay fucking raging 24/7. We all need that fucking song that reminds us about the music and why we love the music. And this song is definitely one that is music and heart forward. And goddamn, is it not only a great song, but a fucking beautiful song.
Yeah,
this song. You got something to say, buddy?
Yeah, I was gonna say. In the dynamic and sound that these guys have is crazy too. It's pretty crazy to hear and see and appreciate. But yeah, well, I agree with what you were just saying.
So this song, "Angel" by the Rage Tones. Enjoy, guys.
An angel needle stabbed me through the heart today. I told her, prove to me it's real. Don't worry, you're already dead, they say. It doesn't matter what you feel.
Seriously, such a fucking beautiful song. Their vocals go together so goddamn well. Like, and also just the fact that in that musical interlude, fucking my dumbass brain was about to go, that breakdown section. Fucking tell me you're a metalhead. But that musical interlude, what is so cool is how they had the saxophone player basically take up what most would expect to be a guitar. You know, it's just they are such good musicians that put what I can only assume is hours upon hours into thinking about and planning out the musical composition of this track, because everything about it is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's funny between Taryn and Jesse. Their dynamic is crazy. Like when we played with them the first two times, I believe Craig is his name, wasn't able to make it out. And it was just them as a two-piece. Yeah. And then the first time I saw them as a band, a full band, it was fucking gnarly because they're very, very dynamic in that. Another band that we, you know, is not on this playlist this for this episode, but Colorflies, they do the same thing where I've noticed a couple of the members could play it as a two-piece compared to having all of it, you know. Yeah. And I always find it fascinating because, you know, little known fact, we also started as a two-piece and then became a full band. So it's really interesting when bands pull that off and when they're consistent with it. And Jesse and Tara just have such a chemistry that it just blossoms on stage. It comes alive, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, dude, it's just it's amazing when that works out so well and just fucking translates so beautifully into the music. It's just,
yeah.
Goddamn, those two fucking make it work. This fucking band in general, it's just...
It's crispy.
Yeah, they are definitely crispy. Now, taking it back, fucking dry your eyes, dry those tears off, fucking, because we're about to get freshy, fucking welcoming onto your ears, blessing your fucking ears, is fucking Toxic Vengeance from Spokane. Now, these guys are a fucking thrash metal band that has been coming up recently. I think we've played with them once, right? Did TDK already get a chance to play with Toxic Vengeance, or is State Line Roadshow first time?
We've played with Toxic Vengeance, I think, 3 times now. Okay. 2 times, maybe. 2 or 3, one of the two. I know we played Jackson Street. Yeah, 3, because we played Jackson Street twice with them, and then I believe we played... Oh, it's that other one down on Hilliard. I don't know. We played another bar with them, I believe. But we played with them a couple times. They're pretty cool dudes.
Hell yeah. Fucking these guys.
And talk about bringing back that old school sound of old school metal mixed infused with the new stuff like we were talking about with Owls. Yeah. These guys bring back the old school, like, Meshuggah kind of Slayer fucking... you know, they bring out that Megadeth kind of vibe, and it's really, they're fun. I fucking love watching those guys. They make me feel like I'm 17 again and can throw bricks through windows.
Hell yeah. They put on a fucking show, and dude. It's just, whether you're, like, the energy that you hear in the recording is nowhere near the energy you get at the show. The energy you get at the show is like, holy fuck, these motherfuckers throw down. And it's fucking insane to watch, especially with what they're playing and how hard they're playing. It's just so amazing to see.
They remind me of like old school Anthrax, dude, and old school Metallica and...
Hell yeah.
You know, before selling out to Cold. Yeah.
Fucking sellouts. Love you.
I'm coming for you, Lars.
In a snare tone. But yeah, fucking Toxic Vengeance with Monstrous Abominations. I mean, God, that's just that title alone of a fucking track. Fuck.
Is my life.
Right. But yes, here we go, fucking to bless your ear holes, Toxic Vengeance with Monstrous Abominations.
We'll be right back.
Was Toxic Vengeance with Monstrous Abominations. Once again, like I was saying, fucking in your face. Like, the entire time. No letting down.
Talk about monstrous.
Talk about a monstrous abomination. My mom
didn't let me listen to. This is the type of stuff my mom didn't want me listening to when I was young, and I bought the albums just because my mom couldn't tell me what to do.
In your face, mom. Seriously, though, these guys, they fucking go. Yeah. They seriously go so goddamn hard. And, like that entire, like, it's a 7-minute song, but, like, it doesn't necessarily feel.
Who does 7-minute songs anymore? First off, like
that seems like only Devin Townsend does that shit these days.
It's insanely talented. But yeah, man, insanely talented guys. These guys put on a show. Like, 7 minutes of the most pure powerhouse, in your face, brutal fucking metal you'll ever hear, for done by local bands, and like. I just love watching these guys play. They're fucking.
And like I said, the energy constant throughout the show. It's like they're playing 7-minute songs that sound like that, and they're fucking going to town the entire time.
Yeah. It's
Fuck. Dude.
Those guys are going to go far. Like another couple, other of our bands are friends. And I would say that progressive kind of metal side of things, you know, whether they're heavy like Toxic or like the band I'm thinking of, they're the technique and the style that they play and look at making it look flawless, like those bands are gonna get picked up and recognized real fast, like
definitely. And also shame on the fact that they haven't been
yeah already.
Like yeah. some of these bands have been around for 2, 3, 5 years and sounding as good as they do. And they've just been overlooked by motherfuckers, not just in the mm-hmm. industry, but also motherfuckers in the local scene. There's so many people you'll talk to and it's like, oh, I haven't heard of that. I've heard of them, but I never checked them out. And it's just, yeah. dude, come on.
Yeah.
At least give them the time of day and fucking go from there.
Yeah.
But as you were saying about progressive metal and just fucking just extreme talent and just how good they are at playing, it leads us perfectly in to our next band. Also, for this band is from Portland, Oregon. They are in a instrumental progressive rock/metal band because they have their instances of heavy. This song is a personal favorite of mine. It's actually the song that opens up their album, Intentionally Blank, that I've fallen in love with because you know me and just fucking instrumental fucking trippy rock fucking and metal. That's like my fucking, that's my wheelhouse. I love that shit. Right. These guys, we had the pleasure of having them on our first tester of Altfest Roadshow last year in Portland over at Eastside Bar and Grill, which is now called the Misfits Bar and Lounge. Shout out to them for being a great venue to host us. And also shout out to Brenda and Scott from Metal Cross Productions.
And Scott.
Y'all are the best. And also Lex Tipton, he was our sound guy for that show, fucking went above and beyond taking care of us for that show.
Shout out to Ron Fast.
Ride or die motherfucker right there, Ron.
Fucker.
Fucking another thing that's fucking great for our local scenes. Go check out Ron's big ass jams. I forget. I think it's like Saturday nights that he does it on. I think he does them like once or twice a month. But go out to Ron's big ass jams. Those are a fucking amazing place.
His radio station as well at the Metal Cross Productions.
Yeah, dude. Fucking these are all people who are doing so much for local music scenes and just unsigned artists in general. Because Metal Cross Radio, these motherfuckers, they be putting on unsigned artists from all over the world. Fucking GG, like fucking name someone who's doing it like that right now. Fucking, but yeah, Dysgenia, they blew me the fuck away at Altfest Roadshow. Like they killed it. It was such an amazing performance. Getting to talk to those guys when I interviewed them for my Rock Talk podcast at that show. Like these guys are just genuine motherfuckers and smart. If I remember correctly, their drummer, I forget his name, fucking cool ass dude, he is telling me that they do use like some like math here and there into their fucking beats and shit. Who are just like, that's how you know a motherfucker's gonna be producing a fucking sound that's just gonna make you sit there and just go, whoa. So fucking
hit you with that math core.
You gotta hit him with that math core. Fucking get ready and fucking if you have a J, fucking spark it up right now. Fucking if you're on a shroom trip, I hope you're peaking at the moment right now. Fucking enjoy the song Sea Hag from Dysgenia's album Intentionally Blank. baby. Fucking Sea Hag by Dysgenia, man. Seriously, like I said, fucking just great and like fucking instrumental music. Like, there's a lot of times where you don't need any vocals to be able to get that feeling. Fucking Dustin can make his guitar fucking sing. And fucking just what I love about this track in particular is, I don't know if you caught it, there's a couple points in the middle of this song where it's just that fucking swing and groove of it. It just reminds me of the first track. I'm pretty sure it's Shine On You Crazy Diamond from Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, like parts 1 through 5 or something like that. Like that first one, it's just like just fucking Roger Waters and David Gilmour just fucking going on it with the guitar, just fucking having that like nice groove just going, where it's just like, yeah, we're just getting you in the mood. Feel it.
Yeah, they have a really good way of blending their sound and riding a wave with it, and it's really translucent and it's apparent when they're on stage and they play. It's it really paints a picture, and you can kind of close your eyes and follow where they're going with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's they're a really feelsy band, and it's really cool to watch that. It's not just like you said, you don't need vocals to fucking really pull in the draw. Like, they're the type of band that you just get lost listening to them.
Yeah, because there's always something to catch up on. Fucking either Dustin's doing something different, or their fucking drummer's out, go off fucking just hitting you with a different little beat off you to the side, where you're just like, oh shit, what's that?
Yeah,
fucking, like, these guys have blown me away, and like, I would love to see what their show would be like if they had like a fucking fully built out like fucking synchronized light show to be able to go along with their music. Cause I can only imagine, you know, just fucking do a little shroomy trip, fucking sit back, fucking listen to their music and just watch the fucking lights. Dude, talk about a vibe.
That'd be a vibe for sure.
Well, coming to the end, we're fucking wrapping it up. Our last track, fucking switching it up on you guys once again. Right when you think you're safe, we're going to fucking Dave Chappelle your ass and do that. Gotcha, bitch. Fucking
got
get out from
switchy poo upper.
Yeah, fucking this entire time we've been listening to rock, but there's unsigned and really talented rappers and hip-hop artists that are coming out right now. And what we have next for you is a guy that I've become close with over the last 2 years of me living out in Barstow, where I've moved to. Fucking I met this guy at one of the stores I was going through, and now I have the pleasure of working with him. He works alongside me at my job, and fucking we've got him now booked up on our road show and looking forward to continue our musical careers together. Is YBS Billstro. Fucking love what, like, number one, love what the YBS is. Fucking young, black, successful. That's what's up. Fucking it's really cool to make a brand that's basically shouting out the fact that you're fucking, you're breaking the mold. You're fucking, fuck yeah. But this song, Shining, I fucking specifically love from him. He makes a lot of positive music. It is not fucking all about fucking Cash Money hoes. Fucking, it ain't about his new Bugatti or anything. This is a man who fucking sings about, like, and raps about, like, putting yourself up, taking care of yourself. And so this track, Shining, I'm doing most of the talking right now because I know Maddie is slowly building up into him right now, fucking getting into Bill. But this track is definitely a great one. Have you checked out any of YBS Billstro's tracks, man?
I've listened to some of his stuff, man. I as you know, my platter is filled, I get time here and there to, you know, be able to listen to tracks. But the stuff I have heard, and also stuff I've seen, shout out his cooking channel on YouTube. You know, he fucking, I know you've tried his food. I haven't yet, but it's good. But man's really living up to his name. Like, he really is young, black, and successful. He out here doing it. Like, I fucking respects everything he's doing, and I'm super excited to play a show with him out in Vegas for Roadshow. Shouts out Roadshow. And
so bless your ears with some fucking inspirational rap from White Stro, fucking his great track Shining. Steady hating because they see you shining. Now, Ozzy, I fucking love that line because if that's not fucking true,
yeah,
with what motherfuckers be like these days, it's just they see you fucking doing your thing, they see you making it, they be hating on you for it. That's the reason why I love fucking Bill, is the man's made a whole track. It's just like, stop the hating, fucking take care of yourself. Let's boost this shit up.
Yeah, it's.
Stop hating. Let's work together.
Yeah, it's the world we live in, sadly, is everybody's ready to hate rather than support. And that's, you know, I think we and a lot of the bands that we've featured tonight, including Bill, have done a really good job at, you know, supporting one another in the scene.
Fucking, it's all love. We're all here doing the same thing. We're all trying to make our passion our career. And anyone who's hating on it, we don't got place for you. As your favorite documentary and what's become my favorite documentary has said, there's no room for fucking rock stars. We're all out here trying to make absolutely the dream come true. Let's work together to make it happen for as many of us as we can.
And if you want to submit any bands, you know, you can always submit it to me, either me or Dubs. And
you can send your submissions in at gettingintrebleshow@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Please give a follow to all of the artists and that were featured on today's episode. That is Those Damn Kids, Bored With Fire, The Nixon Rodeo, Owls and Aliens, Soul's Worn Fin, Kind Eyes, The Rage Tones, Toxic Vengeance, Dysgenia, and YBS Bilstro. All, and I mean all, of their social media links, fucking music links, all of that will be down below in the description. Please, if there's anything you do from this, even if you fucking stopped listening to this halfway and shit, I hope you clicked on one of these guys' links. Fucking, it's not about us. It's about these motherfuckers. We're just compiling it all together for just easy fucking access. Fucking, we don't give a fuck if you guys become fans of our show. We just hope you become fans of one or all of these artists. Like, seriously, take the time, fucking give them a follow, listen to more of their tracks, fucking let them know what you think about their music. Fucking, these guys put 110% into everything they do every day, and that's the reason why we're fucking out here putting them out to you guys. It's because we see it, and real recognizes real, and it needs to get recognized more.
Absolutely. And remember, anytime you want to submit your sounds or hears or feel like we need to talk about, you two can start getting in trouble with us. Until next time, I'm Maticus the Bliss.
I'm Ian Cairo. This has been Getting in Trouble with Maticus and Ian. Thank you, you little fuckers. Stay tuned.
You sexy little notes.